you wake up every single day with this mission to get stuff done. Maybe you have organized your to-do list. Maybe you've prioritized your task and you are so ready for the day to kickstart so you can start ticking off from this task list. And then the day come by so quickly, and maybe midnight has reached or evening has arrived and you're looking at an unfinished to-do list, feeling guilty. Does this experience sound familiar? Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Unfinished Cast. Today, I want to talk a little bit about productivity and why the way we approach it seems to be broken. I've been struggling with productivity. Like, I used to struggle a lot with staying productive for years now. And this is coming from someone who is quite tech savvy. I have checked a couple of productivity tools, planning tools, organizing tools, to-do list management. Like, I have gone through all of those processes, from task prioritizing, categorizing, like organizing. I have gone through trying to tweak things here and there so I can be able to complete my to-do list. And while doing all of those things, after a few trial, I still keep getting into that rat race, that hamster wheel of, oh, you're productive today, you are not productive. Or even the way that we view what it means to be productive. Like, I would end most of my nights, my days, with this guilt of not sticking to what I already planned to do during the day, and this constant guilt of, oh, I'm not doing my best, I'm not good enough, what's wrong with me, why can't I get tasks done, why can't I just tick everything off my to-do list, what's wrong with me. Like, I keep making it about me being a bad person or me not growing, not good as everyone else. And this continued for years. I would get an ad on my phone, or maybe someone recommend from a video, from content, that, oh, this is the best to-do list app out there. I'm always on the lookout for the next best tool that can help me manage my task and help me to be able to be consistent in the things that I want to do. And it took me a very long time to realize that staying productive have very little to do about the tools that we use and our organization, as it has to do for our energy and capacity. So I'm currently using Notion to manage everything. Like, Notion is my go-to space for business and personal stuff. Everything is organized inside the app. So I also use it to manage personal tasks and business tasks and all of that. And in the past, I have even like subscribed to all the tools. While I still had like Notion, then I had Task in there. I was just looking for like this magic wand tool that can help me and like just help me take care of all of those tasks. What I forgot is that, or what I wasn't paying attention to, is that yes, I can have all the tasks outlined, organized. I can also stick steps further to have those tasks prioritized and focus on, okay, these are the top three for today. These are the top one, top three, top five. These are the categories of tasks that I need to get done today and have everything organized. But if these plannings are not according to the capacity that I have or according to the energy that I have and space that I have that day, it's going to be very difficult for me to complete the task. Like as a woman, you know, you're going through monthly cycle and your energy changes as you move through the cycle. That is one part of the equation. Another one is that every single day that you wake up, you don't have the exact same level of energy. There are days that you feel so energized and there are days that you don't. And these things can also be influenced by your energy pattern, like what's taking away energy from you based on the kind of thoughts that you're entertaining. We know that positive emotions gives us energy, while negative emotions gives great resistance in the things that we do. There are moments in your life when you can't get rid of negative emotions, like when something is going wrong in the world and you know, it's everyone is down, people are feeling it, like the impact is in everyone's life. These kind of negative emotions that sometimes sap energy from you, you can't avoid it. So then, would to-do list and prioritizing task only without paying attention to these things work? Obviously, it didn't work for me. And if you were still out there looking for like the best tip to help you stay productive, it's likely that all of those things that you've been doing for years are not working. So then what are you supposed to do next? How I look at being productive is not to have every single thing on my to-do list ticked off, but to have the high return on investment task ticked off the to-do list. These are the high priority tasks, whether they are personal tasks or their business task. This is a task that when I do them, they help move my life forward or my business forward. Maybe it's writing an email to send out to my list. Maybe it's fletching out content ideas or even writing and designing the content. Maybe it's reading a book, it's revising my Quran. Whatever category of my life or business that task comes from for that day, it's something that when I do it, it contributes a lot to the growth that I am seeking. So these are the kind of tasks that are non-negotiable for me every single day, which means that there are days that I will be able to do external tasks outside of those, and there are days that I would not be able to. But no matter what happens, I would get those tasks done every single day. I will get them done. And if I'm not able to get both of them done, like for my personal life and for my business, then I would at least get one done every day. These are the anchors that I have to my productivity patterns. That, okay, if we don't do this, then there is this. And the next thing is to look at tasks that create resistance. Like when you are not clear about something, there is this little bit of resistance to doing it that comes within. So to always make sure that when I'm outlining tasks, I am very much clear on what the task is doing and why I have to be the person to do the task. Like, is there any way we can delegate this task or assign it to someone else or do it another time? Why does it have to be today? And what impact will it have if I do it today versus when I do it another time? These are also ways to remove resistance, because when now that you have clarity that, okay, this is what we're doing and this is why I'm doing it and this is why I have to be the person that would do it, that makes it more easy to stand up and get it done. And with regards to positive and negative emotions, one thing you need to like understand is that life is always going to keep moving. Those moments of you being sick, of you being tired, of things going on in the world are always going to happen. You can't control this. They're always going to be there. So but what you can control is how those kind of situations impact you positively or negatively, how it impacts your emotions, how you process them. Maybe you wake up with anger and that anger is taking energy from you. You're so frustrated that you don't want to get anything done. You have to take a seat and ask yourself, process the anger and try to move past it, because the more you hold on to that emotions, the more resistance it creates in your life, the more it takes away energy that you can use for other important, you can use for other important things in your life. So what am I driving at here? That you should not hold on to negative emotions too much. Not only will it affect your productivity, but it will affect your happiness as well. It will affect your emotional well-being. So when something goes on, like something happens that you don't like, or you're passing through, like maybe someone does something that provokes you and all of that, don't let it sit too much within you. Try to process it and try to let go of it so you can move forward, so that you remove that effect of whatever happens creating resistance for you. A recap before we round up this episode is that pay attention to your capacity, pay attention to your energy while creating your to-do list and while prioritizing your task. And the second one is to not hold on to negative emotions too much. Try to process them, seek help if you need, so you can move past it and continue your journey of growth. Thanks for listening, and I would see you next week. Okay, always forgetting to say this. The Unfinished Cast is the podcast for the woman who wants more than just money from life. We talk about everything: self-improvement, business growth, emotional well-being, faith, you know, inspiration, motivation, the strategies. We talk about it here. If you just love what you listen to, kindly share this podcast out so people can join. And if you would love to be a part of the community on Telegram, the UL Tribe, the link to join will be in the description of this podcast. Thanks for listening, and see you next week.